Good morning. High pressure is in control, but a chilly start across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the 40s this morning, even some 30s in outlying areas across the higher terrain. A northwesterly breeze will add to the chill today and keep temperatures from climbing much higher than the lower to mid 60s, despite full sunshine and a nice deep blue sky through the afternoon. In fact, that northwest breeze will keep it about 10 to 15 degrees below normal in the region. As we get into the night tonight, the wind will die out and the sky will remain clear. The combination will allow temperatures to drop quickly back through the 60s and 50s and into the 40s. And most places will be in the lower to mid 40s for overnight lows, with even more locations back into the 30s by this time tomorrow morning, with areas of frost possible, especially across the higher terrain. As we get into the day Saturday, pretty good rebound with a lot of sunshine. That high pressure center will remain in control and keep us dry. Some clouds will move in later in the day as temperatures reach into the lower 70s. The clouds are associated with Harvey, a tropical depression, which is expected to weaken to a remnant low over the beginning of the weekend. As the moisture from this system tracks in our direction, clouds will thicken on Saturday night with a good chance of rain showers. What's left of the system will get picked up by a trough of low pressure pivoting through the Great Lakes and make its way through our region on Sunday. We can expect cloudy skies with off and on showers and perhaps even a steadier rain for a time during the day on Sunday, and this will keep temperatures back into the mid-60s. We'll kick this system out Sunday night, and that'll leave us dry on Labor Day. For the actual holiday itself, a mix of sun and clouds and milder temperatures with readings up into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Another front will slowly head our way and take its time moving through for the midweek period next week. Temperatures will start out in the lower 80s with some showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday, then dip back into the 70s with a chance of showers on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected to spread across portions of the southeast, Tennessee and Ohio valleys, and the mid-Atlantic regions as tropical depression Harvey lifts northeastward. Although Harvey is expected to weaken to a post-tropical system by late this afternoon, it'll still bring heavy rain from northern Alabama and Mississippi to Kentucky through the afternoon hours. This will pose an elevated risk for flash flooding across this area, with light to moderate precipitation increasing across the mid-Atlantic and the Carolinas. There's even a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the southern mid-Atlantic and Appalachians today. Meanwhile, the heat wave across the west will persist through the weekend as an upper-level ridge remains anchored in place. Excessive heat warnings, watches, and heat advisories will remain in effect along the west coast. This hot and mostly dry air mass will keep the risk for wildfires elevated, especially across the Intermountain West and the adjacent high plains. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Irma, a Category 3 hurricane located in the Atlantic Ocean about midway between Africa and the Leeward Islands. Irma will head toward the Leeward Islands over the next 3 to 5 days while gaining strength. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 27 degrees with a northwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy skies with moderate snow and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 40, 77% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 63, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 3.76 inches for the month, which is 3/10 of an inch above normal, and 31.80 inches for the year, which is 5.65 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 57. The record high 96 set in 1953, and the record low 41 in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and very cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and very cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear and very cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and very cool tonight with some frost in spots, with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and very cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine in the morning, then some clouds moving in late in the day, lower 70s. A good chance of off-and-on rain showers on Sunday, maybe even a steadier rain, 60s for highs. Back to milder air and some sunshine on Monday, near 80. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, lower 80s. And scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday, lower to mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.